I'm Eric Thiel. We have thrown things downstairs to our Steve Nelson Performance Studio, and I am joined in it by the Cassatt String Quartet. They are in concert tonight at 7:30 at the SOU Music Recital Hall, and tomorrow at 3 o'clock, also at the Recital Hall, as part of the brand new series of chamber music concerts, chambermusicconcerts.org, the place to go online to find out information. I am joined on microphone by two of the members. Jennifer Leschnauer is one of the violinists in the quartet, and cellist Elizabeth Anderson. Hello, and welcome to JPR.
Hello there.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in. I know this is probably a busy couple of days, but I'm glad to have you.
Thank you.
This quartet originally formed back in 1985. Neither of you were in the group, though, at its inception. When did each of you join?
I joined in 1994.
And I joined in 2014, but fortunately, both brought a previous background and experience. I was in the award-winning Meliora Quartet, and Jennifer was also in the Tuvenel String Quartet.
I was, yes.
So we've been string quartet players at heart for a long time.
It seems from looking through the recorded output of the Cassatt that there has been, from inception, a focus on newer pieces, newer compositions. Was that a conscious decision or just the result of what pieces were accessible to you or proposed to you?
We've always had a heart and soul involved with commissioning new works from living composers.
Why is that?
It's very rewarding to bring about something that's brand new, and I think it's also important to leave something that's from our time.
Hmm. Do you find it more challenging to make those pieces accessible to an audience?
I would say, of course, it depends on the piece, and particularly the newer works that we're playing. For instance, the Voyager of Ellen Tafes-Willock that we're performing. That piece is new, and yet it has elements of older music, and we have connections, particularly in that piece, with the Gallimere String Quartet that it was written in honor of. So, yeah, it depends on the piece.
Hmm. Well, you have prepared a couple of things for us this afternoon, samples of what can be heard on your programs. What do you plan to perform first?
We'll be playing the first movement of the Borodine, beautiful, romantic Borodine String Quartet. And then we're moving on to a newer work by Peter Schickele, who's best known in his alter ego as PDQ Bach. And that's his string quartet number one, called American Dreams.
This is the Cassatt String Quartet live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you.
Music of Borodin. It's the Cassatt String Quartet performing live for us this afternoon in the JPR Performance Studio. Muniko Utani, Jennifer Leschnauer, Aling Nu, Elizabeth Anderson are here. And on microphone for our conversation, it's Elizabeth and Jennifer. Hello again.
Hello.
It's a beautiful piece. You have had a changing cast of characters over the 30-plus years of this ensemble, and each player, each instrument brought, brings a little bit something different. How do you maintain a sense of coherency from year to year, or do you embrace the change?
I think there's an element of both. The quartet has, looking backwards, a sound that has remained, that's warm and lush. Obviously, Muniko Utani, as the first violinist, has been in the group since nearly the beginning, so that has lent a particular sound that is consistent with those folks that have heard us and know us from year to year to year. But yes, I think when a new voice is participating, there is some new, you know, it's an individual, it's a voice, it's a change. So we incorporate and we evolve and find ourselves again.
And it's wonderful to work with someone with unique and different gifts from the other person you might have worked with. And it's a process of all of us both remaining true to ourselves and our own sound, and yet also giving to the overall group sound.
You mentioned that there is both a performance tonight and tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock, different programs on each. Tell me a little bit about that need to keep all of those pieces at your fingertips. Are doubles a regular occurrence in your world? Or is this kind of an odd thing?
It's less common.
Yeah.
It's less common, but we have come all the way from New York City where we're based, and it makes sense to have the possibility of more than one concert. And in fact, we're actually doing four because there are two outreach, community outreach involved with the two days that we're here.
Four and a half, considering this today.
Okay.
Four and a half.
So yeah, there's a lot of notes to keep up with. Yes.
Yeah. I was listening to you warm up on the shikali. There are a lot of notes, as we're about to hear. Tell me a little bit about how you put together two different programs. Tonight's performance, Shostakovich 8, the Zvilik that you mentioned, and a Beethoven string quartet. Tomorrow is Haydn, Shikali, and the Borodin that we just heard.
Well, in this case, we actually gave the music to the presenters and said, these are the six pieces that we'd like to present. You decide how you would like to put them together. And in the case of tonight's program, the first two pieces, although they're from different eras, and Shostakovich and Zvilik are from, you know, different times, but they do have something in common in that they're both referencing some of the tragedies that happened in World War II, particularly to the Jewish people. So there's something in common there, even though there's a different language, a different way it's being expressed. And then, of course, Beethoven. What can you say? Beethoven is what we love to do as string quartet players, and, you know, to play a whole cycle of the 16 quartets. But tonight we're just presenting one quartet from his middle period, the harp quartet.
The piece that you're about to perform for us, the second movement, I believe, from the Shikali, it's very busy. There is a lot going on and a lot of different styles thrown into what I heard over the course of 6 or 7 minutes.
That's true. We worked carefully with Peter on the piece, and this movement that you're about to hear, in addition to the other four movements, five movement work, it's a pretty substantial piece, is all about referencing various American isms and what that meant to him. So he referenced in this movement that you're going to hear all sorts of jazz, sax, big band sound. You've got trains rolling across the open west. And then he goes on in other parts of the string quartet to reference other things as well. So it's all connected to American dreams and referencing American tunes and experiences.
Right. Are you ready for it?
Ready.
It's the Cassatt String Quartet performing live for us this afternoon in our brand new performance studio. They're in concert tonight, 7:30, tomorrow afternoon at 3, a matinee, both performances at the SOU Music Recital Hall as part of chamber music concerts. And last word is there are still some limited tickets to both performances at the door. You can find information on the show at chambermusicconcerts.org. And here is their performance of the second movement of Schickli String Quartet No. 1. That is the Cassatt String Quartet performing live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. They're in concert tonight at 7:30 at the SOU Music Recital Hall as part of chamber music concerts. Tomorrow afternoon, you can see them in an entirely different program at a 3 o'clock matinee. Limited tickets are available at the door. Joining me on microphone today, Jennifer Leschnauer, Elizabeth Anderson, Muniko Utani, and Ali Nu, also in our studio today. Cassatt String Quartet, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
us.
It's been a pleasure.